What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyden. This is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 171. Today's topic is this: you don't suffer alone. Sit back and relax, because here we go. So, just leaving the hospital right now, and was a busy day as usual. However, there was a little bit of a twist that had occurred today. And I'll tell you about a lesson that I learned in dealing with a patient. And if you've listened to this podcast in the past, which I hope you have, I hope you've subscribed at this point, you'll know that I never discuss any details about a patient, anything that would affect privacy or anything like that. But I do get a lot of lessons that come from dealing with folks, especially folks when they're in pretty dire situations. And I like to share those because they're very applicable to life. So that being said, had this gentleman today that this guy, he had what's known as a dissecting aortic aneurysm. Do you remember Jack Ritter? It was the TV show Three's Company. He was an actor. When I was a little kid, Three's Company was on TV, so I remember, "Come and knock at my door." I think that's how it went. Anyway, so Jack Ritter, this is what he died from. He died from a dissecting aortic aneurysm. And they're thankfully rare, but they are terrible. Absolutely terrible. I mean, as a matter of fact, survival rate is like less than 10%. Usually it shows up as like an excruciating back pain that is tearing down the back. It literally is. That's exactly what it is. It's the aorta, which is the main blood vessel in our body that comes off of the heart and basically is the conduit to give blood to all of the limbs and gut and so forth and so on. It splits, like the wall inside of it splits, kind of like if you've ever seen a frayed garden hose and noted that there's layers of that hose. It's like the internal most strongest layer literally splits open, and folks bleed out. They bleed out really fast, and there's not a whole lot that you can do. So it does require emergent surgery. And because of the severity and intensity of this, usually most folks don't even survive the surgery. So it's a very, very serious diagnosis, just to give you an idea of the level of danger that there was with this guy. So he survived. Amazingly survived. Fantastic surgeon, fantastic doctors and nurses that worked on this guy. Tremendous amount of effort, just the amount of time and energy that was poured, you know, into this man to save his life. And he's been hospitalized for like 2 weeks. And the amazing thing is, you know, a lot of times folks, after having an experience like this where death was like surely imminent, yet they made it through somehow, most folks will walk away with some sort of insight, some sort of lesson, some sort of appreciation then for life, since that they, you know, the regular life that they may not have really appreciated before would find a new appreciation for it. Not this was not the case with this guy. As a matter of fact, he was just, you know, unappreciative. And as soon as he was back up to the point where he could, give people hell, he was back to doing it. Now, I don't know what social circumstances he came from to begin with. I don't know anything about the guy personally, with the exception of his health and everything. But I was like, come on, you know, you have people that, this would seem like common sense to me. You have people that work damn hard to save your life, yet zero appreciation. Demanding instead, as a matter of fact. And just all in all, nasty. The reason why I bring this up is this. It's actually not about this guy. It's about his nurse. So his nurse, I was on the phone with his nurse multiple times today, made multiple trips to the patient's intensive care unit room to tend to him, you know, even though he's now clinically stable and everything, just to try to like answer his questions and really kind of take the pressure off of his nurse, because he had her like in the room, like constantly ringing the bell. I need this. I need that. That's not good enough. I want this instead. And it was just, it wasn't cool, you know, and she was starting to break down. So, you know, I finally got to the point where nicely, as nice and professionally as I could, to set this guy straight and basically tell him, listen, you need to show some appreciation, number one. And number two, stop giving your nurse hell. She's working hard here to make sure that you're being well taken care of. Have you ever run into this? Have you ever run into this where, you know, you are doing your absolute best, yet you feel totally unappreciated? I mean, we've all, no matter what it is, and it may not be in the professional realm. You know, this may be in like your relationship, for example. You may be married, you may be the husband, you may be the wife, where you don't feel like it's 50-50 at all. Heck, maybe not even 70-30, where you feel like you're deadlifting everything and you feel totally unappreciated for all of your effort. It may be in a business, either as an entrepreneur or as an intrapreneur, where you're working for someone. I've certainly been in this situation before where I've been giving it my absolute all and have a superior to me say, yeah, you know what? That's fine, but you need to do it faster. Or, you know what? Yeah, but, you know, yeah, it all looks good, but that's not the way I would have done it. So we have all been in these situations where we feel totally unappreciated. And today's podcast is very simple. It's just for you to know that you're not alone. You're not alone if that's in your job. I've had this, you know, in relationships, and especially, I mean, friendships. I had it in my marriage, you know, which is now divorce is almost complete. I don't talk much about the divorce, simply out of respect for my soon-to-be ex-wife, who's an amazing person. And I will say this, you know, we've been able to navigate this entire process in a way that I'm really, really proud, where we've actually developed a friendship that's, I wouldn't even call it amicable. It's a friendship. It's not even just like, you know, yeah, we make things work for the kids. We genuinely are friends. And, you know, that was a delicate journey to navigate. And once the divorce is completely finalized and everything, I'll tell you more about it because I'm really proud of it, actually. You know, but my point is this, is that we've all been in these situations where you feel just completely unappreciated. Know that this happens very often. Know that this is, even to some degree, this might even be part of just, you know, humanity and how it is. But know that you're not alone. Ask yourself that question. Where in your life right now do you feel totally unappreciated? And the second part to that, what's the one thing that you can do today to set things straight? Maybe you need to talk to your boss, talk to your significant other, have a real conversation with yourself on what you're willing to tolerate and not, and then take that step. That's what I got for you today, my friends. If you don't follow me on social media, check me out there as well. Facebook, David Boyd. Instagram, David Boyd MD. Have you been to blindspotmedical.com? Blindspotmedical.com. This is, you know, our healthcare system it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And Blind Spot Medical, this gives you the opportunity and puts the power in your hands such that you can actually really be able to make big decisions in your life by having facts to go by. That's what I got for you today, my friends, on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Become an edge again tomorrow. Talk to you again soon. Bye.